You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferrazzi.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Whole Scoop. Remember, we're a health and wellness radio show where our guests are always highly credentialed in their fields. And the goal of this program is to present different and sometimes opposite perspectives to allow the listeners to make informed decisions about what might be the right health approach for them. I am your host, Carol Ferrazzi, a registered licensed dietitian practicing for over 30 years and the founder of Naturally Nutrition. You can check me out at www.naturallynutritioninc.com. As a healthcare practitioner, it's important for me to provide you highly qualified guests on a variety of topics in order to promote your own health and wellness. Tonight's show is The Aha Moment to Your Health. You can heal yourself. And as always, let me remind you that while our guests are highly credentialed on the topics of discussion, it's recommended to seek medical advice prior to implementing any and all interventions discussed on this program. Call-in number is 347-855-8894. You can also direct questions and comments to www.blogtalkradio.com/thewholescoop. Remember also to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and of course, Blog Talk Radio. We will be taking questions. We're going to do a little different format tonight on the show, but we are going to be taking questions. So remember that I'll call out the last four digits of your telephone number. And if you are calling in with a question, please press the number 1 to become part of the queue. So tonight's show, the aha moment to your health. You can heal yourself. We have one of the most fabulous people that I know. She is she's just going to blow you away tonight. I know it. Her name is Susan Schatzer. She is a 3-time number 1 best-selling author. She is an international facilitator for consciousness and known as the consciousness revolutionary. Susan has appeared on multiple TV networks such as Lifestyle Channel, LA 36, Access Sacramento, Can TV Chicago, and the Create You Expert Series in New York City. Susan has a natural gift and talent for both TV and radio. She is a casting director for the Ask Bon Bon International TV show and has hosted the Ask a Question, Change Your Life radio show. Susan has run a successful coaching business, become a Bars Body and certified international facilitator with Access Consciousness, and now is the CEO of From Creation to Cradle, running quarterly global seminars on conscious birthing and beyond. Let me just give you an idea of some of her works and tell me if this doesn't fit with just about everybody that can possibly listen to Susan. What if getting pregnant, being pregnant, and giving birth was joyful? Roll up your judgment and undress yourself with kindness. Having money, wealth, and abundance in any economy. 52 body processes to change your body and your life, how to become a magnet for money now and in the future, ask a question and change your life on purpose, what if we are the change the earth requires, magic, you are it, be it with your business, stand in command, a different reality, relationships and parenting made easy, what if money really wasn't the problem, you are. And all of that being said, I know that you're out there relating to this and can't wait to hear from Susan, and neither can I, so I'm going to bring her on, and I'm going to say, Susan, let's see, are you...
Hello!
Hey,
yes.
How are you?
Thank you so much, Carol. I am phenomenal, and I am so excited and blessed to be with you here today and to have all of your listeners come join us for the call this evening. So thank you so much for bringing this.
Oh, well, you know what? I am just thrilled. I know this is going to be an absolutely fabulous show. I think I said it earlier. I'm going to change the format a little bit tonight with you because you have so much to say, so many things to teach that you know, an hour isn't going to do it. And I usually start the show off with a bunch of statistics, and I go for whatever. But, you know, healing yourself, not a lot of statistics on that, so I don't really want to stay with that format. But I will do this. Because my last show was on inflammation and chronic diseases, We talked about the physiology, the physiological issues of that and what to do. So I'm just going to remind everybody about chronic diseases, and then, Susan, I'm going to ask you to tell your story, okay? Chronic diseases are responsible for 7 of 10 deaths each year, and treating people with heart disease, stroke, cancer, type 2 diabetes, obesity, arthritis are among the most common and the most costly and, most of all, the most preventable. And get this, half of all American adults have at least one chronic condition, and almost 1 of 3 have multiple chronic conditions. And just as chronic diseases share many of the same causes, many of the same strategies and interventions can prevent them. However, we're talking about something completely different tonight. That being said, Susan, if you wouldn't mind just sharing your story so that people can get a feel for what you've been through and why we're talking about healing yourself tonight.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Carol. So, you know, do we ever, you know, feel as though we've, like, actually signed up for chronic illness or disease or poverty or whatever it happens to be going on in our life? Like, how crazy would we be, right?
Right, exactly.
To fill out our paperwork and say, okay, yep, I'm going to come here to planet Earth, and I'm going to have this terrible relationship, and I'm going to have this divorce, and I'm going to have this single parenthood, and I'm going to take on poverty and disease and illness. So it was really, really interesting for me because I grew up in a really healthy family. You know, both my mom and my dad, they're still together. They're still here. And, you know, I was like dancer and cheerleader, and there was a lot of, you know, exercise in the program. And, you know, I wasn't overweight, and I didn't have high blood pressure, and I didn't do drugs, and I wasn't, you know, addicted to alcohol. There was none of that going on. So it was such a shocker for me 8 months after my son was born when I was diagnosed with MS. Like,
so
it was
beyond. Just to be clear, we're talking about multiple sclerosis, right?
Yeah, multiple sclerosis. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And what that is, like a little definition, is there, it's multiple scarring. That's what multiple sclerosis means. And the scarring is the white matter that shows up on your brain and your spine. Well, I had an 8-month-old, and I was very, you know, interested in why I was so tired, and I was breastfeeding, and, you know, I had a strained relationship with, you know, his father. And, you know, I would just keep chalking it up to like everything else. I'm so tired because he's eating every 2 hours and I'm up every 2 hours in the night. You know what I mean? So, and it was like, and I can't always eat my full meal, and I have a newborn, and you know what I mean? So I kept just putting everything off for that until we got to the 8-month mark. When he was 8 months old, I lost vision in my right eye. And it
wow.
was painful. And it was one of those things I kind of woke up with and was like, wow, this is really weird. And it continued on for the whole day. And, you know, literally I thought, because I had called my mom, and my mom, she was an operating room technician. That's her field. And, you know, I literally, when talking with her, I said, you know, what would kind of cause this? I said, I'm sort of thinking maybe like a little blood vessel, like burst, and, you know, maybe, you know, my body just needs to absorb, you know, some of the blood for it to clear out. It could be anything. Do you know what I mean? Like that's where my mind was heading. And what showed up was it wasn't getting any better. And it was getting harder and harder to do normal things. Like when I was driving, I had to stay in the right-hand lane at all times because I couldn't look back on my right side to see if there was any traffic coming. And I was having difficulty with eye strain. So I was moving my head instead of my eyes, because when I would move my eyes, it's extremely painful. So I landed in my doctor's office, who recommended that I go see, you know, the ophthalmologist. So I went to the ophthalmologist and landed with the optometrist and had all the tests and the field scans and everything. And yes, they kept saying you have lost this field here, but no one could really get me in to get anything else to have happen in my primary care. I had no idea. And like 2 and 3 days go by, and here I'm going into a weekend, And it just so happened that I landed in an emergency eye facility. And the emergency doctor was a neuro-ophthalmologist. And when he saw me and saw my symptoms and realized, you know, birth and the whole situation, said, you know, we're going to order an MRI for you. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, cool. We'll go get a scan. So I ended up with the MRI, and he called back, I don't know, within a day or two later, and he said, you know, you have a 51% chance of having MS. And I'm like, oh, MS. I'm like, what is that? You know, I think, you know, it's like someone to me was saying, you've got the flu. I'm like, right. Oh, okay. He goes, that's multiple sclerosis. I'm like, really? How do you spell that? Let me go get a piece of paper. Seriously,
wow.
I had no concept, Carol.
Wow.
None. So
you got a fast education in it, I'm sure.
Right? And my girlfriend's here, and we have the kids in the pool on the swing. I mean, literally, you're a mom, and you just have to run with it. You know what I mean? There's like, you can't stop. You know, disease or not, you can't stop. There's no sitting down.
Right.
Can you spell sclerosis for me? So I have him spell it.
Wow.
It for me, and he said, and I'd like for you to go be seen by a neurologist. And I'm like, okay, well, where do I get one of those? And he said, you know, that's another specialty. You know, like, I'm like, really?
Wow.
'Cause I had no specialist. I had primary care, and okay, I have the eye doctor now. You know what I mean? I had like no special. I'm like,
right. Really?
Do I just call my insurance? He's like, yeah, you're just going to call your insurance. You're going to see, you know, who you can get into, and go ahead and let me know who it is, and we'll send these results over there. And I said, okay. I said, so what, you know, what actually, you know, am I going to get a prescription, you know, antibiotic, like, you know, can you call it into my pharmacy, or do I need to come pick up the prescription?
I don't mean,
what you're saying.
No. Wow.
Yeah.
So
I was so far from where I was headed.
Right.
And so the ball hadn't actually dropped yet. Right. So I'm just like, you know, cruising. I call it the Susan, you know, road. And I'm just like cruising down my road. And, you know, okay, so I get a babysitter, and my girlfriend came over and hung out with Nick. And I went in and I did the scan, and I come back, and my primary care calls me on the phone the next day. And she says, this is the bomb. She says, so I already have you registered at the hospital. I'm like, what? She's like, yes, you're going to need to go in, and you're going to have steroid IV infusions, and plan on being there for 5 days.
I'm like, oh, my God.
I go, no.
Right.
That's what
right.
I just said to my daughter. She goes, no, yes, you are. And I said, no. I'm like, I have a newborn. I'm like, oh, we're still doing the breastfeeding thing. Well, what do you mean I'm going to go to the hospital for 5 days? You're crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I just had that thing. And I said, like, what? She goes, well, she says, you know, you have MS. And I thought, okay, so call in the prescription to my pharmacy. And she's like, no, it actually doesn't work like that. I said, okay, well, what are we talking about here? And she proceeded to explain to me, you know, what the lesions were, where they were, and it started this whole education process for me about, you know, when it started, what happened, and that literally explains the 10 years previously that I had gone misdiagnosed with all kind of other things that were leading up to the point in which I actually had lost the sight in my right eye. So lo and behold, I did not need to go to the hospital. We were able to get home health to come to my house because of the breastfeeding and the infant situation. So for 5 days, I literally, you know, was here in my bed with an IV with steroids, and it brought the inflammation down that was happening on my brain and on my spinal cord. And I was able to get my sight back. And this whole time, I mean, you're 5 days, you're in a bed, you know, with IV, and like your whole life like just falls apart. You know, all of a sudden, like, I'm not allowed to have children anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's advised I don't have children. And I thought, okay, well, I would like a second child. Okay, so that's off the market now. And you know what I mean? There was all these other things that were like, you know, oh, that explains why I don't like the heat. And even though I've been here in Florida, you know, for 24 years now, you know, back then, this was 13 years ago, I thought, you know, wow, how that's interesting. Okay, so now I know that's why I don't like being out. And that's why I'm not as active as I was before. And I prefer just to sit in the shade. And you know what I mean? It was like, right. Oh, okay, so now everything started to make sense. It was like, right. Okay, so I've actually had this a whole lot longer than I thought. And, you know, with that did come a sense of, you know, this can't be all there is. You know, there has to be something else. And it was one thing that literally just piled on top of the next thing. So it was when I was in high school, I had mono. And then when I went to college, I had Epstein-Barr mono. And so now I have MS, which actually, you know, increases fatigue. And my pastor, sweet, sweet pastor, his wife had MS, and she had passed away since I never did get to meet her. But, Carol, he was a huge, you know, support for me when this happened. I mean, he literally was able to put words to what I was feeling in order to explain to people, because when you look at me, you know, it doesn't look like there is anything amiss.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like blonde hair and, you know, body, you know, average and that kind of thing. And, you know, really fun personality. But, you know, there's like a whole different like backstory, you know, to everything else that kind of goes on. But it was really, it was extremely eye-opening, extremely, you know, with the news. Yeah, so grateful that my pastor was there to really, and he really explained, he was awesome at explaining it. He says, you know, you wake up in the morning, and when you wake up, you have a bank of energy. You know, you have a bank, and then everything you do from that moment on starts to withdraw from your bank. And when you hit zero, you know, your money's gone, your energy's gone, that could be 10 in the morning, or that could be 2 in the afternoon, or that could be 7 at night, you're done. And I said, that's exactly it. And I said, people
so
don't
you,
get it.
You, right. So you had, you, I mean, so you were feeling all of that. And then we have to, I just need to kind of move this just a little bit up a little bit. Cause we're going to move into some time issue. But so at that point in time though, how did you get, you know, I mean, you had to have been inundated with what to do, what not to do, how to do it, having a newborn. How did you get to healing yourself, and how did you get to coming to that? Because that's a whole different enlightenment.
Yeah, that was really profound. So it was really like, I guess the best way to describe it was the floodgates had been opened, and literally I was trying to swim in a flood. And it was, there was pain involved with it, not just fatigue. There was sensitivity. I literally had every single symptom that you could have with them, except sexual dysfunction. Actually, that's the one it never seemed to come up for me. I've always been like, all right, let's get this party started. So that's always been really fun. I've always been like, okay, well, I got them all but that one. So, you know, that's the rainbow. That's my pot of gold on the other side of the rainbow. But, yeah, it was really, really interesting. And I just kept saying, I would sit literally during the day, and we'd have the air conditioning on because we live in Florida, and just – Google search and you know, take every seminar I could get, every radio show I could be on, every webinar, you name it. I have books and classes and audios and videos and collections. I would get anything I could get my hands on, and every single one of them helped a little bit. It really did. There was nothing better or worse than the other one. It was just something I found when I searched with the next thing. And so I met so many of the masters just from my living room, being able to connect and search. And so I was literally on a journey because, you know, I was staring you know, it got to the point, Carol, I can tell you, where I was ready to go to a third world country or take myself off the planet.
Wow.
I was like, I cannot go on like this. My family lived eight states away.
Yeah.
I was by myself.
Right. And so you're completely inundated with all this information, and you don't know what to do. And I think, you know, not to minimize your circumstances, but we can attribute this to just about anything that anybody's completely overwhelmed with in learning for the first time and hearing things for the first time that is completely foreign to them. Then, you know, what do you do? And you do. You grab it at whatever you can find, and you go for whatever you can find, and you become a sponge, and you absorb as much information as you possibly can to learn as much as you can about that. And then you have an aha moment. What happens then?
So, yeah. Well, the last one that I found, the modality, was Access Consciousness. And I happened to be on someone's radio show, and one of the founders, Dr. Dane here, was the guest speaker that day. And I had known from being in a whole lot of other shows that whole year that if you didn't hit star six right away to get in, you just weren't going to get, you know, to talk.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be in the queue for the entire show. So right away I hit it. Well, they didn't even announce, like, who he was. All I knew was Access Consciousness, and I started crying. I was the very first call. There was no, you know, they thought I had a question right away. I had no idea. I just started crying, and I just said, you know, this is where I am, and this is what I'm doing, and this is what I have, and this is, you know, and I'm by myself. And it was just one big sob fest. And Dr. Dane here was so kind, and he was so gentle, and he was so nurturing. And he said to me, you know, Susan, what if this is what you're looking for? I was like,
meaning what?
And, you
meaning
know,
what?
I,
meaning like, what
meaning,
if MS is what you're looking for? Is that what he meant?
No, what if the tools that are in Access Consciousness,
gotcha,
is what,
okay,
I've been looking for? So
okay,
what it is like, we, because, you know, and maybe this is good for some of your listeners too, that the scientists have shown that the amount of energy, Carol, that is here in the universe is the same amount of energy that is here when the universe was first created. They've tried to destroy energy and create energy, and they can't do either. The
so
only thing that can change with energy is it transforms.
Wow. Okay, so we have all this energy, but how do we get to healing ourselves? How do we get to becoming, I mean, I'm assuming that you have to be open to understanding. When you're talking about energy, you're talking about the forces around us and what creates our own reality.
Well,
right?
We are made of energy. Like, what is energy? It's molecules. So the essence of us, our molecules, we've actually been here for the lifetime of the universe, like how
right,
many ever trillion years that is. So there isn't anything we haven't said or done before,
okay,
that we're
so
now doing.
Diagnosed with MS, okay, and you have you have all these things around you, and you know that you have like a 50-50 percent chance of it working. Now, you take matters into your own hands. What does that mean? Besides listening to someone else's seminar, besides talking to somebody on the phone, what does Susan do for Susan to, because everybody listening right now is relating to something that's happening with them. And so what's the first step they take? What's the first thing they got to understand? Because this is a concept that most people don't get. You know, we're living in a society with pills and surgery and scans and whatever, and then we move on. And if we don't fit into those blocks per se, then we don't have options. But you, my friend, you present the options that everybody wants to hear about. So what I want to do, I want to kind of just get to the bottom of that for a second, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines early, and I'm going to ask people to press the number 1 for a question. And I don't really think that I want questions per se, and it's not that I don't want questions. I want you to talk about you and let Susan direct you for what she's trying to get everyone to understand. That way, I think we can make this these points a little clearer, because I know what you're trying to what you're doing, Susan, and I know what you've done, and it's phenomenal. And this concept alone is so much more than 60 minutes that we have tonight. So with that being said, I want to actually make this worthy and worthwhile for the people listening, and you are so fantastic at it. I want to give you the opportunity to do that. So I want to just cut to the bottom of like, you know,
okay,
as much as
so,
and then go for it.
Okay. So the light for me was when I learned that my point of view creates my reality. So
okay. Now
your
say
point
that again,
of view,
okay?
Yeah. Your point of view creates your reality. And when
okay.
I learned that, that's when I was saying, you know, we have to take a look at, you know, you mean I chose this? Well, actually, you not only chose it, you created it. And I did. And for me, what came with that when I asked the question, okay, universe, so what's my point of view here that's locking this in place? Anytime you ask a question, you always empower yourself. Anything else disempowers you. So I wanted to find out what my point of view was that had been in place. Well, you know what it was I found out? Was that I was in an emotionally and mentally abusive relationship, and it was hard for myself and my son, and we were isolated because we had no family in the area, and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. You know, I was brought up Catholic. There was no divorce. There wasn't, you know, we had been married for, you know, multiple years. So it wasn't like an annulment was even an option. And I took a look at my point of view. Well, my point of view was, you know, there's something I've got to do to get out of this. What can I do to get out of this? You know, how can I get out of this? And when you pick illness, when you pick a chronic illness, nobody can judge you for that. Well, they're sick. Nobody can judge you for that. So I got out of it. I mean, he lasted, you know, less than a year after that and left before my son was two. I tell everybody that's the best thing that ever happened with my son. And the next best thing was when he left, because he just made it so easy from that point. So what I would recommend to everybody is take a look at what you have in your life and what you've created and what is showing up. What is your point of view that's holding that in place? What is your point of view that has that locked in for you? And then you feel as though you're at the effect of it and you have no control over it. And so when I was able to stop, look at that and say, okay, wait a minute, I created that. I can also uncreate that. I can also uncreate that.
Key. You can also uncreate it. Create it and uncreate it.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about that for a second.
Sure. I would love to.
Okay.
So uncreating it took a look at, okay, all the places and spaces where I was being and how I was showing up actually was not a contribution to me. So I took a look at what other points of view did I have that I would like to eliminate and get rid of. And they were a lot of points of view that other people were invoking and perpetrating on me, like my doctors, you know, this is what MS is, and this is what multiple sclerosis is, and this is how it progresses, and this is the stage you're in, and this is where you're going. And I got a lot of that. And you get a lot of it from your friends, because the minute you show up as being sick, what is the thing everyone wants to know? How are you feeling?
Right.
How are you feeling? How are you doing? And it really creates, the trauma and drama, because then, you know, do they really want to know that you've, you know, slept 14 hours and you feel like you've only had 2 hours of sleep, or that you can't go outside, or that you fell because you're so weak, that things are dropping out of your hand, that you can't remember the phone number or how to get home from the grocery store? Literally, you know, they don't want to know that. They just want to know, are you doing okay? Okay, good. And that's just the way it is. But what I was able to do is take a look at all those different things, and that I was choosing to change it. I was choosing to not function from that any longer. And I eliminated all of those points of view, all of those people that were in my life that were just sucking the life out of me, that, you know, they would call and they'd throw trauma and drama, and I'd be right in there with them, and it's validating
right.
us back and forth and how right we are and how wrong we are, and that's a lot of polarity versus me just showing up being like, okay, so, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's interesting that that's happening like that, and what else is possible? You know, and I started asking a lot of questions.
But it's
like,
not just – It's not just dropping people, right? It's about shaping your thought process and reshaping and retraining, right? Because let me just go a little bit off topic but on topic. When you and I were having and for everybody who's listening, when I have somebody on the show, I talk to them first before we ever do this show, and we just do a small run through of what we're going to talk about. And Susan and I did that over the weekend, and she was asking me a couple of questions on how things were going and what was happening with the radio show and whatever. And I made a comment, and she got quiet. And I'm just talking for you right now, Susan. And you got quiet, and you went, "Well, yeah, that works." And I said, "Wait, what's wrong with that?" And she showed me immediately she showed me how my words were shaping what was actually happening for the direction of this radio show. And I never even saw it. I never even felt it until she pointed it out. Those are the kinds of things that I want to talk about. So I think in the interest of time, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go to the phones. I'd like to have somebody call.
Yes.
I'd like to have somebody just kind of present their situation. And when you do this, I'm going to ask everybody if you're going to call, if you're going to, you want to get in on this, just present your situation succinctly. Like, you know, hey, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I've been diagnosed with, or this is where I am emotionally. And then, Susan, I'd like you to kind of walk them through some steps that they can think about and then just kind of move a little forward with it. And I'm just going to remind everybody real fast that you're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio, and I am your host, Carol Ferraci, registered licensed dietitian. You can find me at www.naturallynutritioninc.com. Susan, you're listening with Susan Schatzer tonight, and we're talking about how to heal yourself. Susan, how do they find you? Is it
from creation to cradle.com. Mm-hmm.
There you go. From creation to cradle.com. Okay, great. And again, the call in number is 347-855-8894. And with that, are you okay with that, Susan? You want to move forward with
this? Yeah, I would love to. And you know, because we're all energy, I have like this talent and ability and capacity where I can go in with whoever's calling in and go right into the reality and see exactly what's showing up and exactly what's happening. And literally with just a couple questions, we're going to be able to flip it around for you.
All right, great. Let me just go to the board here. We've got, let's see, caller 2205.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air?
Hi. Yes. Okay, so I've always had a pretty nervous stomach for as long as I can remember. And, like, whether it was, like, a big test or anything, I would get really nervous. And I would have, like, a lot of cramping, pain, and, like, diarrhea. And so I'll push forward to college. I graduated college, and my parents split up. I finished school. I immediately moved from New York. I went to school in Pennsylvania. I lived in New York. I moved to Florida, which is where I live now. Did my graduate program. Lived completely on my own. My boyfriend still lives in New Jersey because he's trying to transfer with his job, so completely alone. And my stomach has never been so horrible. And since I graduated, I've lost about 15 pounds.
Okay.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
And I keep making excuses like, it's okay, I'm fine, because I have to go to work and I have to do whatever. And I'm to the point now where, like, I don't really know what to do. I've tried all different kinds of, like, home remedies, and just nothing's working for me.
I got it. So can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
So who else in your family that you grew up with has not similar but some kind of body, like, stress?
Both of my parents, definitely. My dad has, like, a super sensitive stomach. And my mom, she actually has, like, a really tough stomach, but she has, like, a lot of issues with, she doesn't eat, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what happens is when you came into this world and you were with your parents, that you're, and you were growing up, because we're all energy, it's not like someone has to teach us something. We just kind of know what's happening. So you sort of picked up on all of their bodily things. And truth, have you tried to, like, make your parents happy, or one or the other or both, or tried to heal them? Are you, do they lean on you? Are you the go-to person for either one of them?
Both of them, actually. I'm like,
cool.
The mediator.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So guess what that requires of you? You need to be able to experience what they're going through, and you picked it up from them when you were with them. So when I ask you, truth, does this belong to you? Does it feel like it's yours, or does it feel like it belongs to them?
I think that, well, I know that when they lean on me, that's when it gets really bad.
There you go. So what that's called is biomimetic mimicry. Your body is biomimetically mimicking their symptoms and their body. And so the more they lean and the more you're there, the more your body acts up. So we do have a biomimetically mimicking clearing process, body process, that we can do with you. So let's go ahead and run a clearing with you now, a verbal one. So, and you know, I can't even think of it, but I've got some people in the chat here, Betsy and Janie. Okay, so you guys are on the line. So you guys, here they go. They're writing it in. They're going to give me the biomimetic process. It has to do with pathways, diseases, embodiment that you have locked in to your body from them. So would you be willing to clear that?
Yes.
Cool. All right, good. So anything that doesn't allow you to clear it, let's go ahead and just destroy and uncreate that right now. And I'm going to have you take a great big ball and put all the energy from your stomach, all of the, you know, cramping and the pain and the anything that's related to stress, anywhere where you took on the surrogacy and the healing and the, you know, it was your job to create them with happiness. I'm going to have you pull all of that out into a great big ball in front of you. And what you're going to do is you're going to donate it to the universe. And literally the beauty of it is that all of this whole experience that you've been having this whole lifetime has led you to be right here, right now with you and Carol and myself, with the awareness that, you know, it's not yours and it can be changed and you're grateful for it. Like, how amazing is that? Now you're aware of how connected you are to your parents, right? And before that, it was your problem, before we had this conversation. And now you're going to totally destroy and create that, and you're going to donate it to the universe. And we're just going to shoot this ball of energy out to the universe, because we're all molecules and everything's energy. And when we throw it out there, we're just going to allow her to go ahead and take it and transform into something even greater and better. And hopefully that beauty will even come back to you. If not, it will go out into the universe and bless other people. So what creation are you using with the biomimetic mimicry that you are choosing? Everything that is, would you be willing to destroy and create it as well?
Yes.
Cool. Thank you. So take that big ball of energy in front of you. And on three, you're just going to exhale and you're going to blow it out to the universe. One, two, three. Nice. And again, pull more energy. And on three, one, two, three. Nice. And now I'm going to call for a one, two, three, four. And four is we're going to ask the universe to open a door for you. So we're going to ask, yeah, for a door of a different possibility to show up for you in your body that hasn't been available to you because you were holding on to the energy from your parents. So you're going to blow out into the universe, three, four, and we're going to open the door and have a new possibility show up for you. One, two, three, four. Nice. So do you feel lighter, about the same, or heavier?
I feel lighter.
Yes.
I feel calmer.
You are
right.
Yeah. So you can re-listen to this audio, and you can write down the words. And what we recommend is saying it, you know, 20 or 30 times a day, and especially when you know you're going to be communicating with your parents. And there's going to be a situation where they're going to need to, you know, lean on you, like how you're describing it, to go ahead and run that a few times before that and know that we're all molecules and you're an infinite being because you've been here for as long as the universe, however old the universe is. And we say a godzillion because only God knows how old it is.
That's great.
I'm so thankful for you for calling in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm right here. You said you're in Florida. I'm in Orlando. So you can find me on Facebook, Susan Schatzer, and it's S-H-A-T-Z-E-R. And we can connect up, and I can connect you with people in your area as well.
Cool.
Well, good. Thank you so much. I hope you're feeling better. And Susan, you're fabulous. We're going to take the next call, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And when we hang up from you, remember to press the number one again so that it clears you from the queue, okay? Okay. Let's do we've got a few minutes left, and Susan, we've got a few people on, so let's do caller 0828.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You have a question? You have something you want to talk to Susan about?
I do, yes. As a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting. I just found out this past year, my grandmother actually passed this past June, and she was actually diagnosed with MS very late in life. I know it's a hereditary situation as well. I was kind of interested in a couple of different things, but I kind of wanted to ask Susan if she felt like she had any symptoms
sure.
or anything that would lead her to believe that maybe something was awry ever, or maybe she's making some connections now later on going, aha, that makes a lot of sense now. And the reason I ask is because I do feel like there are certain things going on in my life that make me feel like I'm going cuckoo sometimes. For example, I'm young, I'm in my 30s, but I feel like my memory is so terrible. And it's very embarrassing for me sometimes, and I don't know if that's something that maybe she felt was a symptom of hers, but I wanted to ask that.
Okay.
Well, thank
Susan.
You. You know what? Can you tell me your name?
I'm Katie.
Katie.
My name is Katie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So besides your grandmother, mm-hmm. who was diagnosed late in life with MS, who else has an autoimmune disease?
Oh, an autoimmune disease? Nobody.
So it was just your grandmother?
It's the only one that we are aware of.
Okay. How about Alzheimer's and dementia?
Nobody.
Who are you around now?
I'm around my little boy. I have a 7-year-old son who actually happens to have mild cerebral palsy. I'm around my son and my husband, and those are the only two people I'm currently around.
Okay. So with cerebral palsy, is there a memory
component to
there's
that
a brain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, there are issues, especially with maybe not necessarily with memory per se, but maybe with some of the things that happen from the pathways to the brain to your functions of your body, like movement. I mean, for him in particular, it is fine motor skills and speech and that sort of a thing that afflict him.
Mm-hmm.
But I know on a personal level, I found that really almost in the past 5 years, I get very embarrassed with myself because I have become very forgetful. Sometimes I can't remember what I had for breakfast. And I want to blame it on mommy brain a lot of the times. And I try very hard in my life skills to make sure that I do all the things properly. Like I'm a list maker, so I write lists of things that need to be done. And actually, if I didn't write lists of things that needed to be done, I probably would completely forget everything. And I don't know if that is something that goes along with maybe some of the things that you struggle with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me ask you, what's the value of not remembering?
I am a full-time entertainer. So a lot of my income is based on memorization. So there was a point in time where I was fearing for work because I didn't know whether I was going to be able to memorize the things they were asking me to memorize to perform in front of an audience. So that was embarrassing. And even now, I work a day job where it's very, I look at spreadsheets a lot. I'm looking at a lot of numbers. I'm trying to organize a lot of dates and, promos and a ton of things that are going on at the same time.
Tell me what work means to you.
I think my whole life wraps around work. Everything I do involves work, probably.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think work is?
Oh, goodness. That's a really good question. Work. I set out in life not to do things in life that stress me out. Like I wanted work to be a leisurely thing. I'm an entertainer and a performer and a designer and this and that. But it does play a very big role in my life. It weighs very heavily on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what are you trying to get out of?
I want to become successful and I want to achieve some goals that I have. And I want to, that's a really good question. You're kind of stumping me. I don't know if I have a great answer for that yet.
So there's something there that you are trying to get out of, and it may not even be something that you're willing to look at or would like to look at. But there's something with work, and for you, like, how much fun would it be to just be able to stay home and not have to work, right? Would that be even less stressful?
Probably not.
And more
actually,
fun?
No, actually, probably not for me. No, you know, I actually, until recently, I was running a home business exclusively, and I actually carried a lot of guilt because of that, because I wasn't actually out in the rat race.
Uh-huh.
I actually feel a lot less, I actually feel a lot better that I'm actually in the rat race now, because I have a lot less guilt about it. So, yeah.
So cool. Well, what is it with your child, with being home, not being home, and your husband?
Yeah. Well, my husband works a lot. My husband probably works 15 to 18 hours a day. He's in the restaurant business. So when it comes to my son, everything that care-wise, which I'm sure you would understand, wraps around, involves me. I can't really depend on my husband a whole lot for a lot of additional assistance. So, you know, anytime I need somebody to help watch my son, it's always me. I got to figure it out. So I do juggle a lot of balls. I juggle a lot to try to make things work and to be able to work and to be able to do the things that I want to do, which is probably why I can't remember a whole lot. But I might be answering my own question. I don't know.
There you go. You just hit the nail on the head. It's like, what do you know that you already know?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice.
you just weren't willing to look at it, and now you are.
It makes you feel a little crazy sometimes. But I feel like there's so many moms out there that do the same, you know, they're dealing with the same things. And so, you know, I guess, I don't know whether forgetting your house keys or forgetting where you put something or forgetting what you ate for breakfast, that might be a normal thing. I don't know.
Well, how much are you trying to fit in with all the other moms? Like, if you have an amazing life and there's no trauma and drama, like, who would you talk to? What would you have to say to people?
I don't know.
Like, I know. Isn't that so interesting? A lot of times when I work with clients, you know, someone will go, well, then I've got nothing to tell them. And, they, you know, they've always got one more up on me with this trauma and drama thing. And we go back and forth. No, wait. Let me tell you. No, yeah. You wait. Let me tell you. So in order to fit in, we have to create
mm-hmm.
the trauma and drama. Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm. How many people, our friends, really want to hear us say, yeah, we're having an awesome time. Oh, my goodness. I have more money than, you know, I could ever imagine. And I have all this free time to myself, and I'm hitting the spa later today. How's it going?
Right. Yeah.
But you're brilliant.
Yeah.
You are so brilliant. See how you're creating your reality so you can fit in with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
thank you
so much. Appreciate that. And I'm sorry about your grandmother. We will, let's take another caller, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a few more minutes, so we're going to take another caller, and it's going to be caller 6480. 6480.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi. I'll try to make this quick. I have suffered from migraines. I'm in my mid-50s, and I have suffered with migraines since I was a teenager. And no real explanation for why doctors just say take this pain medicine. How do you suggest helping me? Or me helping me?
Yeah. Well, can I have your first name?
Kathy.
Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. And thank you for calling in. What I have found, because, yeah, I have the migraines too, and if they, you know, had given me all that kind of medication too. And what was happening was I was way more aware, credit for being. So, truth, are you way more aware than you're giving yourself credit for?
way more aware as in, like, take on a lot of stress? Is that what you mean? Or
yes, and way more aware of, you know, things that are happening beyond the amount of, like, space. For instance, the minute you pick up the phone and you talk with someone, can you tell just in their voice, like, kind of where they are, like, what's happening with them, if they're happy or sad or feeling good
yeah.
or not feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, and can you walk in a room, either at work or at home, and without even hearing a conversation or, you know, knowing anything had transpired, you can know if, like, people are fighting or if there's love in the air.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and so can you also, are you also aware of, like, do you sort of get, like, you know, there's something weird with the bank account, or there's something weird with this recipe, or there's something weird. Like, do you have any of those things, like, thoughts kind of come up for you, like, you know, that's weird, I haven't heard from that person in a while, or any of these kind of things that I'm mentioning, or others?
Yeah, there's many times I feel like I've done that before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or I knew that was going to
mm-hmm.
happen.
Yeah. So the minute you start to feel the headache, or you start to get the symptoms of it, would you be willing to ask, what am I aware of that I'm not willing to acknowledge, that if I acknowledged it, would change everything for me?
Sure.
And that's really long. And you can probably go back and listen to the replay. Because what has shown up is, with headaches, we are kind of backing down and blocking our receiving of information and energy. And we'd rather not know sometimes. Because if we know, mm-hmm. then who would you be? Like, what if you're way more psychic than you're giving yourself credit for being?
Wow.
And who would you be if you were that psychic? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny, because I've always felt like I had an extra sense.
And you have.
Wow.
Well, there's some validity.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm not crazy. Yeah.
No. Thank you for calling in. I am so grateful.
Thank you for taking my call. I know it's the end of the night. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gave me a lot of food for thought. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And on that note, Susan, we're just about out of time. So what I'd like to do is ask you to come back, and I'd like to maybe just open the show the way that we're closing the show and let people
yes.
do what they're doing. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll,
let's do it. It would be a lot of fun. I would love it.
That'd be great.
Thank you, everyone. I'm so grateful for all of you for, yeah, because it really takes a lot of vulnerability to be able to unmute yourself and talk about things that aren't working in your life. And I acknowledge that, and I'm aware of it, and thank you.
And ditto. Thank you, everybody, for you know, just opening up, as Susan said, it was just fabulous. Susan, I can't thank you enough. You're always just so fabulous, and the things that you pick up on are amazing, and you just create such a great awareness for all of us. So I would love to have you back, and I'd love to have you back soon, so you and I will talk about that. And I'd like to keep, while we're in this energy, I'd like to, you know, keep the energy relatively soon so people can remember where we left off.
Can they go to your page?
Can go to my page on
Facebook.
Yep, they
okay.
can go to my
Maybe
page on Facebook.
Maybe we can do some more there.
That'd be great. If you guys want to go to the Facebook page and you want to share some information with us, Susan is willing to look at that as well. So do that. That'd be great.
The whole scoop.
The whole scoop on Facebook. So that all being said, we have another show coming up on April. I'm sorry. That's not right, because we're in the middle of March, aren't we? We'll be on March 24th, and we are going to talk about nutritional supplements. Are you getting the right bang for your buck? Because
it's a whirlwind out there of what to choose, how to choose, what to do, and what does it really mean, and what do you really need. And we're going to have some a great person on to talk about all that. His name is Ryan Whitcomb, and I think you'll get some really good information on that. And then we're going to talk, we've got some really great guests coming up, and of course Susan's coming back. And you know, Susan, you and I kind of scratched the surface of this before. I'd like you to consider just popping in periodically as we're doing this show, let people just check in with you a little bit, and we'll play with that too, okay?
Yes.
Sounds great. Everybody, have a great night. Thank you so much for everything. I am very grateful. The whole scoop is grateful, and we're having such a great time with this. So thank you, and I'm going to do this one last time because I don't know if anybody picked up on it, but we have a new intro, and I'm going to close with the intro because it's just very cool. So good night, everybody, and let me know what you think about this.
You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferrazzi.
Isn't that cool? Okay, I'm ending on that. Everybody, have a great night. Thank you.